We have a year-end tradition here at Day to Day. It's called Holiday Leftovers. These are stories we've aired over the past year we think are worth revisiting, reheating, if you will. You might remember a story from last year about a Christmas tree farmer in New Hampshire. Producer Sean Hurley paid him another visit.
Dear Santa, it's my first Christmas and my first tree. Thanks a lot. Mommy brought you some fudge. Love, Trey. This is a family that just had a new baby. So maybe they'll have a tradition to come up every year and get one. That'd be great.
That's Harry Pettit of Campden, New Hampshire. He was the subject of my very first story for public radio, a story that almost got away from me. I'd spoken with Harry on the phone, and he'd reluctantly agreed to do an interview. But when I got out of my car, I could tell something was amiss.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Good. Did you get my message?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah, I said I wasn't interested.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, not a problem. I thought it was someone coming to get a tree. Yeah. I was just coming out to help him.
Instead, he came out and helped me by agreeing to go on with the interview about his unique holiday tradition.
The trees I give away are to mostly single working moms and people that can't afford a tree, and that's what I do.
Just before Christmas this year, I got an email from Harry. Dear Sean, he wrote, as I was putting out my sign for the Christmas trees, I thought about you and our interview last year. I received so many comments from friends who heard it. This year, I put out a spiral book and pencils so anyone can write a note to Santa. So, I thought I'd go back and check in with him and maybe hear a few of these messages for Santa / Harry.
Dear Santa, thanks for the tree. We left you cookies, but Harry ate them. The Kovars, that's a local family. The next note, someone says, Dear Santa, thanks for the tree. We left cookies for Santa, but the Kovars ate them. The Hendersons. I'm going to order another 100 trees this next month because it's starting to thin out a little bit here. The odd spots, I'll plant them, and then I'll move over that way and plant new ones over there because I enjoy giving them away.
Not only do plenty of people enjoy receiving Harry's trees, but they might not have one without him.
Dear Santa, we trekked through 14 inches of snow 4 days before Christmas to get this lovely tree. Harry is very nice for doing this, so you should give him everything that's on his Christmas list. Merry Christmas, Jeannie, Miranda, and Cassie. And she makes pies, custom pies, yeah. Sweet Jeannie. Then on the back she said, please redeem this for one free pie of your choice. Merry Christmas.
<That's>
So
awesome.
I got a free pie.
If ever a man deserved a free pie, it's Harry Pettit. Happy New Year, my friend. And let me know if you need help planting those new trees. For NPR News, I'm Sean Hurley.